can't talk.
Good morning.
Oh, neither can you. I can't hear what's going on.
Static Radio, Steve Mitch in the morning. Welcome to the show.
You can't... Why are you talking like that?
I have a cut in my mouth. And I used Orajel this morning. I think I used too much Orajel.
No, you did not. I think my whole lip is numb. You know, you did not.
No, I didn't. That's actually why I didn't, though. I bit my lip and it hurts.
Is it a kink? It's a canker sore now, right?
Whatever.
It's a canker sore.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, they have that canker aid stuff. You should just get that.
Yeah, no, I have
apply.
Some. But then it numbs your whole mouth.
Yeah, no.
Yesterday, okay.
No, don't even. My brother and I used to use that stuff even when we didn't have a canker sore.
Yesterday was Little League.
Uh-huh.
And Little League always means snow cones, let's be honest. In 58-degree weather. So I go to order my snow cone. First of all, Chrissy's like, are you kidding me right now?
Right. That's what
it's
I would have said.
It's freezing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's wearing jackets and like, keep being warm. And I'm like, I'm going to go get a snow cone. Tiger's blood. So I go to order my snow cone, but my lip is seriously, it's killing me. So I go to start talking to the guy, and I'm like, yeah, I just need to order a large Tiger's blend. And drooled.
That's disgusting.
All down the front of my shirt. I'm like, okay.
And then he was like, I'm going to need to ask your mom if this is okay.
Right. Should I come back with an ID? It's a snow cone.
Oh, my gosh.
It hurts.
That's bad.
Yeah, I know.
That's real
bad.
It's
going to be really hard to talk today. Thankfully, it's Friday. We got Sam Swan in studio. We've got Pastor Levi Lesko coming in. And yeah.
You're going to be doing a lot of talking.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Oh, no,
that's all you today, buddy.
I can't even know.
And this guy, Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
I know.
How are you guys?
I'm in pain, bro.
I'm tired.
You're tired? Wow.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Steve-O, you know, I actually know how it feels to have a mouth sore in your mouth. Oh, my God. It just hurts.
Yeah, dude. I've decided that I put too much food in my mouth. Because this happens, like, pseudo-regularly where I'll just try and inhale all my food because it's a race. Mm-hmm. It's like a competition.
No, it's not.
It is. And so I'll shove my mouth full of food, but then it's so full that I have a hard time chewing, and then I inevitably bite my lip.
I did that the other day.
Yeah.
But you know what? I did. I bit my cheek with the same foods that you bit yourself.
See, exactly.
With.
That's what I'm telling you. It's that food.
Did you have mango habanero?
No, I had a Caribbean jerk.
Oh, I didn't get that. I got the
anyways, Steve-O, I was going to ask you, how's the Brody doing?
He's good.
He's doing really well.
He's really well.
Well, anyways, I think, let's see here. I don't know if hot tea will do anything with mouth sores. I've never found out about that.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
probably
know
what not
you say, anything. You know what I say? Hey, a day without soapo is like a day without sunshine.
Right?
That happens
it's so,
so
good.
Every so often.
Do you really say that?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
How often?
Anyways, you know what, Steve-O, this morning, see if you guys can order a Steve-er for me, okay?
All right. Just for you, Matthew.
Let's see, this morning I want you guys to play, let's see, Feel Good Drag by Amberlin.
Amberlin, Feel Good Drag.
Will do.
Who's this going
Thanks,
out to?
Guys.
Who's this going out to?
For him.
I was going to dedicate it to, I was going to put it out to you guys. Station.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry we
you
did that.
You guys are awesome. I want you guys to, you know... Yo, feel right back.
Alrighty. Thanks, buddy.
Guys.
I hope I feel good.
Drag
later.
Aww.
Hope I feel good. Yeah. Stever.
Morning.
Good
hey,
morning.
Buddy.
Is it a canker sore?
Yeah.
Well, it's, yeah. Okay. I guess
that's what
it
is. He showed it to me. It's a canker sore.
Do you want the home remedy?
Yeah.
Is it salt?
Well, that's what I do.
That's what everybody
do you
keeps
put, on. Do you put salt directly on it?
Yeah.
That's what I told him to do two
that's
days
what she
ago.
Told have me. You, I'm have like, you, that's stupid.
Have you ever done that, Steve-O?
No.
Oh.
My mom used to make me gargle with salt
no,
like
no,
if
no.
I got hit
no,
in
no.
the face
put it
or
directly
something.
On the paper sore.
No, just rub it in, baby.
Oh.
And you know what? It's going to be painful. But that thing is going to heal so fast. Okay, I had a really intense one when I did this, and it was kind of a little bit of...
Wait,
I'm a girl.
Steve-O just said, as if it's not going to heal fast. So what's the point of putting salt on it?
As if it doesn't hurt that bad.
You know, it does. It's not like massage.
Yeah.
But no, you can handle it.
I drooled talking to the snow cone guy yesterday. It's painful.
Yeah, you didn't. Snow cone doesn't help. Salt.
No, I know. It did. It felt good for a minute. Numbed everything. It was so cold.
Not long enough.
Yeah, not long enough.
Next time I say I have a canker sore, you tell me to put salt on it and watch it happen.
Ugh.
I'm just going to make him do it right
after
this break.
I just feel like it's like a snail going to the slaughter.
What? Okay. I get it.
Because if you pour salt on a snail, then...
No, I said no salt!
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I got it.
Okay.
Wow. All right. It is 6:21 now. Happy Friday. It is Fun Joke Friday.
It is Fun Joke Friday.
If you would like to get your jokes in, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Which I know you do.
And of course, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico coming in at 7 o'clock. 8:15. We got Pastor Levi Lesko and
something pretty
incredible going down. In fact, we got a lot of stuff to give away this morning.
Yes, we do. A lot of giveaways.
Yeah. So, Matthew from Albuquerque, you wanted to hear Amberlynn Feel Good Drag.
It's dedicated to us.
They recently had a show in New York City where they threw down like a cool acoustic performance.
Uh-huh.
Happen to have some audio from that, including Feel Good Drag. Thought I would play the acoustic version.
So here it is?
Yeah.
Nice.
Amberlynn Acoustic, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. So save me, sender, receiver. Ouch.
So you just experienced salt on a canker sore for the very first time. And I wanted to make you feel better. But there was absolutely nothing I could do. I told you it was going to hurt.
Oh!
You know what? Good job. You're a trooper.
Yep.
Good morning. It is 6:30.
It is Friday.
And you have a huge canker sore.
Dude.
That thing is big. No, I'm glad I made you rub salt on it just now. That needs to go away.
Well, yeah.
It's big.
Yeah.
That's a bad canker sore.
Yeah.
That's a really, really bad canker sore.
It's weird as it's like in the shape of the state of Arizona for some reason.
Maybe Arizona is against you.
It's Steve-O and Mitch. Friday morning, Sam Swan joining us, T-minus 30 minutes away. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. And at 8:15, we will have Pastor Levi from Skull Church, which is going down this Sunday night. We will have a ton of giveaways this morning. Got some CDs, got some t-shirts, got some DVDs, some really rad Skull Church packages.
A lot of stuff to give away. Yeah. I'm excited.
It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
It is 6:30.
It is, and I think I'm ready.
You think you're ready?
I think I am.
Are you serious?
I haven't pre-read the stories.
You're actually prepared for this?
I haven't pre-read the stories, but I know which ones I'm reading.
That means it's going to be a good one.
Breaking news. You're settling in for some Netflix when your phone vibrates. The next time you look up, the 2 hours you set aside for a movie before bed is now 1 hour. Blame FOMO, the fear of missing out. Fear of missing out is the reason we find Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so hard to put down. FOMO refers to the blend of anxiety, inadequacy, and irritation that can flare up while skimming social media. Billions of Twitter messages, status updates, and photographs provide thrilling glimpses of the daily lives and activities of friends, frenemies, coworkers, and peers.
Yeah, but if you're scared that you're going to miss out on something, shouldn't you put your phone down? Because you are missing out on something.
What are you missing out on?
Life. While you're scrolling through everybody else's life.
You know what I find? I kind of go through this, but I really want to watch these movies. And so, because there's apparently a billion movies that I haven't seen.
I've got a new game that I want to start playing to help people, and we're going to do this today to give away some of the Skull Church stuff.
Okay.
But I'm going to name a movie, and you get to name a character from that film.
Oh, gosh, that's going to be really difficult for
me.
Yeah, I know. I'm not very good at it.
Because you've seen 7 movies your entire life.
I've seen 8, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
When when there's a movie that I'm like, oh, I need to watch this movie so I don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know? I don't want to, when I sit down to watch the movie, I find myself, like, wanting nothing more than the movie to just be over so I can say that I saw it.
That's lame.
I know. And it's all because...
Well, if that's the case, why don't you just go read the synopsis on, like, Wikipedia or...
You can do that?
Yeah, and then
no,
you'll know
I
what
really,
the movie's about,
because
but
I
then
really
you won't
do have
to see the movie.
When I do actually watch the movie, I do have an opinion on character development, cinematography.
Wow.
I have opinions on them.
So educated.
I'm not, it's not so educated. It's not, I'm not educated, but I have opinions.
You said it! Not me. I'm not educated, but I have opinions.
I'm not educated in filmography and real film. Are you kidding me? I'm going to punch you. I'm going to make you put more salt on that canker sore.
Oh, no. It's okay. I'm good.
Okay, good.
So what's the next movie on your list?
Boy with the in the Striped Pajamas.
What? I've never even seen that. Why would you care to see something I've never
seen? Looks amazing.
Huh. Never even heard of it.
It's about this little boy
who has striped pajamas?
No. Oh. This little boy, he makes friends with another boy on the other side of the fence. Turns out the other boy is part of the concentration camps during the Holocaust.
That sounds awful.
It has the dude who played Lupin from Harry Potter in it.
Uh-huh.
It has the kid from Hugo.
Uh-huh.
Hugo.
Okay.
That's really all I know.
Why would you want to watch that?
Because it looks really good.
Okay.
Gosh.
All right.
Why don't you want to watch that?
That sounds dreadful.
You know, that's one of the things that a lot of people don't know about these days is the Holocaust. People are like...
Go see A Beautiful Life. That movie was incredible.
Beautiful Life. I've never heard of it.
Life is Beautiful. That's what I meant.
I've never heard of
Life
it.
Life is Beautiful.
No.
It's Italian, so it's subtitled. Roberto Benigni stars in it.
Okay. I used to watch foreign films a lot. I've seen a lot of French foreign films.
You gotta go see, in fact, instead of Boy with the Pajama
Pants... No, I'm gonna watch that!
You gotta go see Life is Beautiful.
Okay.
Hello!
Hey.
Hey!
Hi. Mitch.
Yes, sir.
Watch your movie.
Thank you.
It's, you know, it was only nominated and, you know...
Got me.
Yeah, no big deal.
Life is Beautiful! Roberto Benigni won for Best Actor.
How about if she watches Life is Beautiful after she watches the movie she was going to watch?
That's just too much. That's too much. You can only see one of those at a time, trust me.
You can only see
Steve-O
movies.
No, yeah, and you can only... Man.
Well,
are you kidding me?
I mean, we have all the Star Wars to watch. All the Indiana Jones to watch.
Yeah.
A junk load of other movies. But the one movie I tell you that you should see, haven't seen. That's okay. That's okay.
What movie?
It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
I have it on my list.
Yeah, okay, cool. You also have it.
He has Silverado on his
house.
List, too.
Yeah, I've got a pretty big movie list I need to see.
Me too.
I will at some point.
How long has Silverado been on your
list? 7 years.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So when can I expect my Blu-ray back?
I'd say about the first of never.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, cool. Sweet. Perfect.
Ready?
Yep.
Breaking news. Wilfred Sophus was jailed in New Orleans on domestic battery charges. His wife was granted a protection order, and Sophus was warned he was not allowed to attempt to contact her. While in jail, a detective says Sophus continually tried to use the jail phone to call his wife 139 times. Enough for a charge of felony stalking.
Wow.
How does one get away with calling his wife 139 times in jail? Were they just not monitoring those?
You got a lot of time on your hands.
Can you use the phone at any time? Hey! I thought you got, phone call a day.
I thought you only got one phone call.
A day?
Your phone call. You got a phone call.
I don't know. I've never been to jail.
Right, me either.
So, I mean, my ideas come from movies.
Right.
And I haven't seen a lot of those.
Obviously.
So.
You need to see Shawshank Redemption. And then we'll know more about prison.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'll go watch that one.
You've never seen Shawshank Redemption?
I haven't seen it.
Are you serious?
No.
You've never seen Shawshank Redemption?
I've heard lots about it.
Oh.
I don't know what it's about. So the fact that it's about jail or prison or something like
that. What about
like
the Green Mile? That's got... No?
But it has that really nice guy in it.
Michael Clark Duncan?
Yeah.
Michael Clark Duncan. He passed away this last year. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't
Tom Hanks
it.
Is also in it.
I know.
It was originally written by Stephen King.
Wow.
It's a pretty fantastic
I
book,
didn't
actually.
See it.
Man.
I'm sorry.
The movie's all right.
Oh, okay. Breaking news. 71-year-old O.B. Cargyle was pulled over in Ohio for improper brake lights on his truck.
Wait, that dude's name is O.B.?
O-B-I-E.
Like Obi-Wan?
I don't know, his last name's Cargyle.
Obi is just spelled O-B-I.
This is I-E. They'd been on his truck for 10 years, says Obi. He'd been all over the country with them. Still, he was fined $160 plus $105 in court costs. Court costs were waived when Obi objected, but he was told to pay his fine or go to jail for 3 days. Obi said, "What the heck? I can do this easy, standing on my head." He took the jail time to protest the infraction and the fine, and because spending time in jail was on his bucket list of things to do before he dies,
wow.
He just did it. He said, "Oh yes, it was worth it. I had a good time."
That was great.
What the heck?
That was good.
WTH.
You can't say that was a quote, though.
No.
Because I'm willing to bet that's not what it was.
No.
The best part of that story was you reading it, and then your eyes lighting up when you realized you hadn't pre-read the whole story. So I'm curious to see what his quote really was.
Oh, yeah.
So that was good. I like that.
Breaking news. A group has been going to senior homes and hospitals around Northwest with the furry, gentle South American creatures to cheer up the sick and disabled. Therapy llamas.
Stop it.
The group will bring the llamas right into people's rooms in hopes that petting them will be therapeutic.
Dude, that would just stress me out.
Don't those things spit?
Ain't nothing therapeutic about that. Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Have you seen the screaming llamas?
No, screaming llamas?
Yeah. Okay,
no?
Are they llamas? I think they're lots. Maybe they're goats. I don't know. The screaming goats. They're goats. I'm sorry. Same thing.
Goats and llamas are nothing alike.
Whatever, they're
llamas
confusing.
Are like the giraffes of goats.
Right. I'm switching the topic to goats.
Okay.
I'm done with breaking news. Have you seen those screaming goats?
The ones that are like,
yeah, but they
sound like
Usher?
Humans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the bomb.
They are, yeah.
I love them, and they kept me awake at 4:00 in the morning.
What?
Well, I was just watching YouTube.
Oh, I thought you meant there were like screaming goats in your neighborhood.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, where do you live?
No.
So they didn't keep you up. You kept you up on YouTube.
No, it was them.
Uh-huh. Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
It's not spit with those llamas.
What is it? Are they alpacas that do that?
No, it's healing salve.
What?
It's not spit.
Llamas don't. I don't know.
They're therapeutic.
I saw from Emperor's New Groove.
They're therapeutic, so it's
right.
Healing.
Yeah.
Get it?
Like a salve?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salve.
Salve. Salve? But it's S-A-L-V-E.
Yeah, the L sign,
like
just
salmon.
Like the D.
It's like salmon.
This whole time I've been saying hand salve.
It's okay.
It's hand salve?
It's like preface. You're like, oh, did you read the preface? Oh, you are not educated, sir. The preface.
Oh, sweet. This whole time, I thought it was hand salve. No one tells me anything.
Don't worry. It's also like sword, salmon.
Whoa. It's not sword? I'm just kidding.
No.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I say Wednesday. Thursday. Tuesday.
Oh, gosh.
We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. Birthdays.
Birthdays on
the
way.
So excited. It's Friday.
And it's also Fun Joke Friday.
That's right. You can get your jokes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
What kind of keys do kids like?
What?
Cookies.
Oh, hey. There you go. Fun Joke Friday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Right back with some Echoing Green. More of this here show. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Echoing Green. Cry baby.
Aww.
That's me.
How fitting.
Yeah. Oh, bit my lip.
You doing okay?
Yeah.
It's not even like a bite. That's like a straight up infection.
For the first time in my life, I understand the term pouring salt on the wound.
Oh, see?
Because you guys literally poured salt on my wound.
I poured salt into your hand, and then
I put it in. Oh, That's awful.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want to do that?
You immediately started bleeding, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know.
Moving on to happier things, more wonderfuler things. Stever?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's time for birthdays. I'm quite excited.
It is April 12th.
It is. Happy birthday if it is your birthday. Hey, if you'd like to send out birthday wishes to somebody, email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. We'll totally throw a shout out during birthdays.
And I hope today's birthdays are way better than yesterday's birthdays.
Yesterday's birthdays were pretty terrible.
How are you going to like this?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 102nd day of 2013. There's 263 days remaining.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to throw this at you. Kind of a surprise.
Okay.
Okay. We give hints for whose birthday it is.
Right.
Okay. Bail the music.
The United States has launched a series of strikes against terrorists.
Huh? George Bush?
No. Homeland.
Jessica.
Oh, this is the intro to... I just realized I couldn't hear the jazz.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just want to
No, it's someone on Homeland.
Claire Danes.
Okay. You're right. It's
her. Is it?
Oh, yes. Okay.
How old is Claire Danes today?
How old is Claire Danes?
37.
37?
I'm sorry. No, I'm going to stick 37.
35.
34.
Oh! I've been prodding it out because I'm like, she's got to be 35. She's 34? Even better.
34.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Okay, wife of tennis player Andy Roddick.
Wait.
No idea.
I thought he was married to Mandy Moore.
No, Mandy Moore is married to
Ryan Adams.
Ryan Adams.
I thought they dated, though, at one time, didn't they?
Wife of tennis player Andy Roddick.
I have no idea who that is.
Andy Roddick, he's a tennis player.
Oh, him.
I'm thinking he dated at one time Mandy Moore. I'm being serious.
Model Brooklyn Decker.
Oh, that's right.
Who is that?
She was in that movie with Adam Sandler. With Jennifer Aniston.
Nope.
She was the young one. Like,
Nope. No.
I'm trying to think what else she's been in. She's like a pseudo-actress.
I have no idea.
Well, how old do you think she is, Steve-O? That might help Mitch.
27.
29.
Steve-O, you need to plus one this
morning. 28.
Yeah.
Dang.
Man! So close.
A cast member for Modern Family.
Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill's birthday today.
Yeah! Wow! Only cast member I know. If you had said Married with Children, I also would have said Ed O'Neill.
Is he the
dude from Married with Children?
Oh, Al Bundy. Okay. Okay.
Yes, Ed O'Neill.
62.
Man. Craig T. Nielsen, how old was Coach? Do you remember?
No.
He was like 67, wasn't he?
I don't know.
And I feel like that's like the same time.
Yeah, it was. And it was. I was really young when that show was on.
Ed O'Neill.
That's why I'm guessing 62.
Oh, I don't want to guess high and insult him, but I'm going to say 67.
Ed O'Neill today is 67 years old.
Yeah! Bringing it down. What? Back it up, chicken. Back it up. All right.
Okay. Here's some more music for you.
All right.
All right. A cast member from this show.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Is that a show?
Yeah.
Show or a movie?
There's a show?
Yep.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song.
This is an intro to a show? Will you shut up?
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, baby, how
it's The Wonder Years.
I've never seen The Wonder Years.
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage
is the only one I know.
No.
He
played the dad.
Oh, no idea.
You know who this
is. We're hosed on this one.
You know who this guy is. Dan Lauria.
No.
Who?
Look it up. Get a Yahoo picture.
I can't right now.
No,
what you do
Okay, so anyway, Dan Lauria's birthday today.
He was the dad on Wonder Years?
I think so, yeah.
So 80.
Fred Savage is probably in his late 30s, maybe mid-30s.
No, I'm going to say 67 again, like Ed O'Neill. All dads on TV apparently are 67.
No, 65.
Okay, Steve-O's back to plus one.
Mitch, yeah. Why can't you guess one off from me? How come you gotta go two?
I'm sorry, okay.
We would have gotten this right.
I'm sorry.
Musician, we're a team. It's musician Herbie Hancock's birthday.
Of course! Hello!
Is that Car, right?
Yes! Actually, the Love Bug.
Yes.
Man.
He's
67. Oh.
73.
Oh!
Well, I think the author of Hunt for Red October, right?
Author of Hunt for Tom Clancy?
Tom Clancy's birthday today.
Wow! All right.
Well, he has like 17 million books.
Right.
So he's got some age. 65.
67.
Or 66.
Oh my gosh! Why you gotta guess two over me? Why?
Sorry, because I'm the one that's been closer.
Okay,
I was closer on that one.
Late night with
Jimmy Fallon.
Late night with
David Letterman.
Oh, I don't know.
67.
What did you guys say?
67.
66.
Okay, you know what? Then I'll go higher. No, I'll say 67. 67.
Well, you're right. He's 66.
Oh, yes! Good job, Mitch.
One, two, three.
This is your dance. Here you go. Wow, he's 66.
He's a scary interviewer.
Why?
Because he asks the most
hard. Okay, we're going back. We're going to go back a little ways for a birthday. I don't know if you guys...
Jim Morrison. Oh, just kidding. Is this the Partridge Family?
It is the Partridge Family.
Johnny Partridge. Michael Partridge.
Come on.
Stephen Partridge.
Come on.
David Partridge.
David what?
David.
Oh. David. It's not Partridge?
No.
I don't know.
That's the guy singing. The guy singing right here.
David Partridge.
David Cassidy.
David Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
He's 74.
Wow, really? He's old.
69. 63.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry, David Cassidy.
Sorry, Partridge guy.
Okay, now it says what movie this guy was in and he's famous for, but the first movie I ever saw him in was 1,000 Ways to Die.
Yes, Andy Garcia.
Nice.
Really?
Nice job.
Yes! Oh. I am the greatest guesser of random crappy movies ever.
What movie is he famous for?
Do you remember the scene where he's at the trunk with, I think it's Bridges, right? Jeff Bridges.
Here's the best part about this.
He says, do you like snow cones?
You know what?
Do you like snow cones? And he opens his trunk. He's got a snow cone maker in his trunk.
Here's the best part.
I'll make you a snow cone.
Never saw that movie.
Oh, you need to see that.
I just worked at Blockbuster Video and Hollywood
Video.
Can I
get this, Mitch?
Hastings and Windrock 6.
What is he famous for?
He was actually in Ocean's 11.
Uh-huh.
Oh, who
Godfather 3.
He was the casino owner.
He was the casino owner.
He was in the Untouchables. Oh, okay. Untouchables?
He was in the Untouchables.
Okay. I know who you're talking about.
Andy Garcia.
I know who he is.
Sandy Garcia.
Andy Garcia.
Come on, it's Andy Garcia.
Andy Garcia, how old is he?
I don't want to go too old. That dude, but here's the thing. I'm willing to bet it's deceiving because he's got great skin. You know what I mean?
I mean?
He uses the Yama salve on his face.
He does. That salve, man, just does wonders.
Gross.
54.
Oh my gosh, no.
No?
Younger? No, older.
Older? I was guessing high. Because I thought it was deceiving. He's probably in his
40s. Okay, 54.
No. Don't be swayed by
54.
Me. I say 54.
Okay,
you guess whatever you want.
I'm going to... 62.
Oh, my gosh! Andy Garcia is not in his 60s.
I don't know.
Stever?
Oh, you're close to an average. 57.
Ah, I should have guessed.
You should have!
57.
Yeah, there's a couple more, but I don't know if we need to do them.
Oh.
Well, what if I need him?
You want to do them?
Sure.
All right. On House. No, it's not.
Oh.
Omar Epps.
It's not Omar Epps. Jennifer Morrison.
She is 29. 26.
34.
Oh. Wow.
I was closer.
Do you guys know who author Scott Turow is?
No.
I don't know who that is.
No.
You want to guess a name?
82.
37.
64.
Oh.
And one more from The Parenthood.
Oh, I...
From the show?
The show Parenthood?
Well, it's parent... it's not one word. It's
The Parenthood?
The Parenthood. No idea. What's
What's that?
I don't know.
Is it a movie?
I don't know.
Man.
It's The Parenthood.
No, it's not Parenthood. The show that
Apostrophe
we've
Hood.
No clue.
Suzanne Douglas.
Of course.
Of course, Suzanne
she's
Douglas.
She's got to be like...
She's got to be in her 62? Four?
Wow. Yeah, yours weren't good to her.
How old is she?
56.
Okay.
That's it.
We're over.
Yes!
There it is.
Happy birthday.
You guys got your birthday. Yeah, we did. We got a couple. That's good. There you go. Teamwork.
Yes.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Hey, if it's your birthday today...
Happy birthday
from all of us here at Static Radio. On the way back, we got some paper out, some Imagine Dragons, and brand new Civil Twilight. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Freaks! I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome into the show. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Happy Friday!
Happy Fun Joke Friday!
And you know what that means?
Not
have we jokes? Do it every week. Sam Swan from the Baptist Commission in Mexico.
Because it's Fun Joke Friday, Sam Swan is here.
Well, just because it's Friday. I mean, come on. How long have we been doing this show, Michelle? Gosh,
wow. When you use my full name like that, I appreciate it.
Do you feel like you're in trouble?
Yeah.
Just saying.
That hurt.
And if he throws your middle name in there, then you know you're really in trouble.
Yeah.
He does that.
He does that.
Michelle Adele? That's really her middle name.
That rhymes.
Yeah, her parents were huge fans of Adele.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that they sort of were...
They're time travelers.
I was going to say, they knew what was going on. I hope their flux capacitor is still working.
Exactly. Exactly.
Great Scott.
I love that movie.
So funny.
This is heavy.
So welcome to the show, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
It is great to be here, as always.
It's great to have you.
Yeah.
I feel like you're rubbing it in with your Cubby's hat today.
I'm not. I didn't, you know, quite honestly, no offense, Steve-O, but I don't pay attention to the Angels. Except when they lose a lot. But I haven't...
I know it goes on.
I haven't paid attention in most recent days. Are they not doing well?
I don't have to pay attention to know what's going on. This morning, he walked in, and he goes, "What the heck?" And he's looking at his phone, so I'm thinking, oh, it's something important. What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, he says, and then he said, "When I went to bed, it was 1-1. And when I woke up just now, apparently, it's 1-8. 8?
Oh,
1-8.
Gosh.
1-8. So they got slaughtered last night, and he's not doing well.
Who did they play?
Okay, here's my favorite part about it. Home opener. This home opening series against the Athletics.
Oh, my gosh.
The team my son happens to play Little League for. We got destroyed.
Oh,
we were swept in our
swept
home opener.
At home? Oh, yeah.
We are 2-7.
Yeah.
2-7.
Sam, we are 2-7.
I don't know if you know what that means, but that means they've won 2 games and they've lost 7.
Hey. High five, Mitch.
I am so glad,
Mitch,
that
you know
that.
I think I'm proud that you are starting to understand how things work.
That's awesome.
I also want to curl up in the fetal and cry myself to sleep.
I hear you. Hey, I'm a Cub fan. You'll get sympathy.
The Cubs have a better record than
just
the Angels.
By 1 game, we're 3-6.
I would take 3-6.
Are we maybe 3-5?
I would take that over 2-7
because
any
we had one game postponed because of the snow against Milwaukee.
Right.
So we lost. We had a 3-game homestand. Steve was waving at us.
I don't want to talk to him.
Is he going to give
me a
hard time?
I really don't.
I can't do that.
Hey.
We actually fell below 500.
Oh, okay.
Or 4-5.
4-5. Okay.
Who's his team? I forget.
White Sox.
Oh, stop it, Sam.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget that?
Look, my friend, the next time they add a balcony onto your stadium, taxpayers will go cry.
Yes.
While taxpayers on the south side are just fine with that.
Because,
You know, such is the burden.
That's right. Hey, that's not a bad Chicago accent.
He's pretty good.
He is.
He's pretty
good. He really is. He's following the wrong team, but he's a nice guy.
Guys, I have some. I have some news. I have something to cheer you up.
Oh, okay. Okay. We'll accept it.
It's called a joke.
Oh no.
Who's the most popular band in Middle Earth?
Who?
Flock of Smeagles.
Oh, man.
Fun Joke Friday.
Oh,
it is Fun Joke Friday, which is much happier than my baseball world right now, which is not so happy. Yeah. But if you'd like to get a joke in, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, and my co-host, who is a sucker for every single one of your fun jokes, will read them.
Why did the hero flush the toilet?
I know this one. Because, I know this one.
Because it was his duty.
Right. Yeah. Right. Thank you, Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
Because that's all I think of right away.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Which was fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Man.
Great movie.
My wife finally watched that this last weekend for the first time ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I took the boys to see it. And, you know, usually when one of us goes to see a movie with the boys, the other one really doesn't ever see it until it comes out on Blu-ray or whatever.
Right, or whatever.
Oh my gosh,
she finally got to see it.
Finally got to see it. I cried like a little girl again.
Yeah, I know.
And then I look over at my wife and she's looking at me like, what is wrong with you?
You know what? I thought of something funny the other day. I just happened to be watching the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
And the Hannah Montana movie came on again.
That's unfortunate.
I've never seen it because I have boys.
In fact, my 16-year-old daughter, the other day she made a comment. She goes, I miss Hannah Montana.
Oh, man.
Or she's 16. What does she know?
I was too old for it.
So anyway, I saw the movie when it first came out.
Right,
not necessarily in the theater, but I saw it. And I cried at Hannah Montana movie. I'm not kidding.
Stop it right now.
I am not kidding.
She got you.
It's a pretty,
Miley.
It's a pretty moving story.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, man.
It really is.
No. These are confessions that you don't have to admit there, Sam Swan.
I thought is this thing on?
You don't have to confess all your sins
to
everybody. Don't tell everybody you cried at Hannah Montana.
I didn't.
One to another. You need an accountability partner to share those things with.
I thought we were still off air.
The whole world can't take that.
Are we on air?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Of course, it's Fun Joke Friday.
505-338-3700.
Fun Joke Friday. I had everybody in the studio fooled that I cried at Hannah Montana the movie.
Dude, Is it sad? Did sad things happen?
There are some very moving moments in the movie. I didn't like boo hoo.
Right.
You know,
I had a tear well up and a big lump in my throat. Yeah.
The same thing happened to me while I was watching a Miley movie. It was the last song.
Oh my gosh.
And
I'm
usually not afraid to like cry during movies. Uh-huh. Like, you know, oh, that was touching. Yeah. But since it was Miley Cyrus, I had to like back up on the couch. Like behind my husband.
You guys are so sensitive. I thought I was a sensitive being.
Stop it. You're going to make
me
cry.
So
505-338-3700. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my God. Are we confessing feelings right now?
What you got?
I have a confession.
Oh, yes.
Dude, my wife, my son, and my daughter look at me like I'm nuts because I cry on The Voice.
Oh, my gosh.
They make you cry every time, though. They can't find a normal human that was like, hey, yeah, so I work at a coffee shop, and I just sing on the side, and I'm just trying to make a break. None of those happen. What you get is
I got one leg, and the other leg is awful.
I just fast forward most stories.
My daughter trips out on me. She's like, looks at me. She goes, Dad, she's 11 years old. Why are you crying? I go, I don't know. I just feel like I'm in their shoes right now.
That's like me with the Extreme Home Makeover.
That's
I can watch the last five minutes, and I am bawling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I cry on commercials.
Those Allstate commercials.
I promise you, dude, no joke, my eyes will get watery, and if it's a sad commercial or something, my wife and my kids will just be watching me out of the corner of their eyes, and my eyes swell up, and they start watering, but if no teardrop, I'm good, but most of the time, they're just full of water.
Yeah, me too, man.
Anytime it's like a father-son, like a parent, I'll be honest.
Absolutely.
Those are like touching moments.
There is a McDonald's commercial like that a few years ago. Did that to me.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too. One boy from Christmas.
That McDonald's commercial had a dad with two little boys, and it's the kind of thing, you know, they're like 4 and 5 or 3 yeah. and 4 or something like that, and he's like, no, come here, no, calm down, son, don't jump on the, no, come over here, and he's trying to order a freaking McDonald's and all that. And then the older man, there's an old man with who comes up holding a tray, and he goes, those your sons? Because he's finally got them settled down.
Oh, yeah,
put the ketchup down, whatever. And he goes, yeah, and he kind of said it exasperatedly, and this tall, you can tell he's like a college-age kid, walks up behind him and says, you want to sit over there, Dad? And the guy, I can't even tell it now. I'm getting emotional.
Are you getting emotional right
am.
Now?
I really am.
It's
I can't believe
McDonald's.
It's so hurt. I know, but here's what he says. Here's what the old man says. He goes, enjoy it while you can.
Oh!
And the dad of the little boys looks at his boys and goes, put down the ketchup. No, he doesn't. But it,
oh
I'm telling you, man, I had to grab a Kleenex at the end of that commercial. And then I went and got a Big Mac. I haven't had a Big Mac in years, but that commercial moved me to the point of having a Big Mac.
Unbelievable.
I am not kidding. Right, wow. See, I got to take off my glasses so I can wipe my eye. Mercy.
Dude. That's incredible.
Isn't that funny?
Well, we were going to talk about baseball, but it looks like we're talking about tears.
Well, no, bring back baseball back.
All right, we can bring baseball
back.
Hold on,
I'll have a nice segue.
My baseball is causing tears. Okay.
Yes. Okay. It's not a baseball joke, but it's a joke.
Oh, then that's not a nice segue.
Yeah, it is, because it's just going to get us off this topic. Where do polar bears vote?
At the North Pole.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, that's where they vote.
Yeah.
Why would you ruin my joke?
Because they live at the North Pole. It makes sense. It's not a joke.
Pole.
Where else would polar bears vote? The because South Pole? The North, obviously not.
No, you didn't even say it right.
Jeez.
They vote at the North Pole.
Oh, you have to say it that
pole,
way.
P-O-L-L.
Right. Yeah, the North Pole.
Pole.
That's what I said. Pole. I said the North Pole.
Pole. What?
Anyways, sports.
It sounds the same to me.
Stever.
Hey, back to more important conversation.
Yeah.
Sam this morning confessed to crying, or at least getting choked up at Hannah Montana.
Yep.
Go to Facebook. We want to know what choked you up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And, you know, we were talking baseball. Speaking of baseball and crying.
Yes.
42 opens this weekend.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We had Yo on from GameAndMovieGuide.com yesterday, yeah. And he shared his review. He actually got to go to L.A. for the premiere, interview Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
I would have cried.
I would.
Just out of sheer joy.
Yeah.
But because of that, there have been some fantastic baseball movies over the last lifetime.
Yeah.
And I have a list of the, I wouldn't say the best,
yeah. But some of the,
but the most popular?
Most popular as far as the most money ever made on a baseball movie.
Okay. I have seen the best baseball movie.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
The Sandlot.
The Sandlot. Let's see.
Is it in there?
Not even on the top 10 list.
Oh. Yeah, because they don't know what they're
money
talking
made.
About.
Not even on the top 10.
I can't. I find that hard to believe.
Top 10 greatest baseball movies of all time, or at least top grossing movies of all time. If you can guess, we actually have a bunch of really rad 42 baseballs to give away.
Do you really?
Yeah, and if anybody can guess the top grossing baseball film, we'll hook you up with a baseball. We even have a Jackie Robinson t-shirt.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 42. Releasing today, and Grace Hill Media was kind enough to hook us up with some cool stuff.
That is
Static!
Awesome.
Dude, The Natural with Robert Redford.
The Natural with Robert Redford. Nope, number 10.
Oh.
That's number 10, but that's
all
a good guess.
Later.
Great guess.
All right, Static.
Hey, Steve and Mitch, my daughter has a joke for you.
Oh, we'll hear
yes.
it. We'll take it. We'll accept it. We want to know.
Okay, why can't a blonde dial 911?
Why?
She can't find the 11.
Aw, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Wait, wow. Where is the 11?
Static.
I'll show you later.
Okay.
Please tell me it's not Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
You don't want it to be Field of Dreams?
Coming in at number 4, so no, it is not Field of Dreams. If you can tell us what the top grossing baseball movie of all time is, we got a Jackie Robinson 42. Baseball to commemorate the release of the movie today.
I feel
today.
Like it's obvious what the most top-grossing movie is.
I can't give any hints whatsoever because I was about to.
I feel like it's very obvious.
It should be. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Top-grossing baseball movie of all time. Static.
A League of Their Own and $107 million.
Which one? So you got to choose one.
No, $107 million is how much the movie made.
Oh, okay.
And for the simple fact that, that you guessed and said that makes me feel like you're a cheater because you just Googled it, you cheater.
No.
You're a cheater, you Googler. Churchill, song called Change, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Just before 8 o'clock.
Happy springtime.
Yes.
It's a little cold, but...
No, I think it's, like, pretty perfect weather outside.
Oh, okay.
I kind of like it.
Well, all right.
Well, to me, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll accept it. You're the one wearing spaghetti straps to work.
This is not a spaghetti strap.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding. Erica, if you're listening, she's not wearing spaghetti straps. That's our HR department.
Oh.
Yeah, you want to make sure, because that's, you know... That's in the handbook.
I'm going to get fired.
Oh, really?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Man, you got to dress appropriately for work.
Oh, my gosh. What are you saying right now? I've worn this shirt like 4 times
to work.
I know.
I'm... Never mind.
It's Fun Joke Friday, Mitch.
Can't you tell
when he's making a joke?
I'm going home early.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us. Hey, don't forget, coming up Sunday, Skull Church. It's going down right here on Calvary's campus. We're going to be talking with Pastor Levi Lesko coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Really excited for this.
Me too.
It's going to be huge. And I haven't seen Guido in 7 years!
Oh, wow.
I can't wait to hang out with that guy.
Yeah, Coy came back here.
Yeah, Coy was here yesterday. It was cool.
Yesterday, and we're like, hey, you?
What's up, 7 years? So, yeah, coming up 8 o'clock hour. Do not miss it. It's a family reunion. I'm pretty excited.
Pretty much.
So,
sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be good. But for now, we got Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention.
Whatever.
Back to reality.
We've been talking baseball like all morning, which is the antithesis of what I wanted to talk about because my baseball life is just going down the tubes already.
Yeah,
you know
mine
what?
Too.
We don't have to talk about baseball.
So we're not going to. Moving right along.
I think it's still a little early, but I think the Cubs are like 3 games from mathematically being eliminated
right.
from the playoffs. It may be a little early for that, but because I got a D in math, so don't trust me on that. But
yeah. Well, Jared Weaver, he's down on the DL. Going to be gone 6 weeks. And after our number one, what do we got? CJ, that's about, you know.
But you know the truth that there's a lot of baseball left. Yeah. That sounds cliche, but it's so true. And a lot can happen before the All-Star break.
We had a slow April.
If this
April
happens after the All-Star break, then you need to panic.
We had a slow April last year, and... It's hard to recover.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think has happened to the Angels the last 2 years.
We spent a lot of money.
They spent a lot of money, and those guys are trying too hard.
Yeah. One position.
Pressing. Yeah.
It looks like Pujols is getting. What we needed to do is spend a lot of money and get some pitching.
Yes. Pitching would be helpful.
But, you know, whatever. Anyways.
Everybody likes the home run.
Everybody does.
Nobody likes the strike.
Everyone likes the long ball.
That's right.
That commercial made me cry back in the day.
Yeah.
Just it's Fun Joke Friday. If you'd like to get your jokes in, you can do so right now. 505-338-3700. Mitch's favorite day of the week.
It is.
Static.
Oh, hey, Daddy.
Hey, kiddo.
Hey.
Is it that time?
Huh?
Is it that time for jokes?
Yep.
You got some good jokes
for us? I'm excited for these.
I have a joke.
All right, I want to hear it, kiddo. Make sure it's clean, okay? I'm just kidding.
I know.
Are we going to be ready?
Yeah.
Okay, anytime.
I have two jokes.
Okay, we'll take them as long as you at least start the first one anytime soon.
What do you call a fish with no eye?
What?
What?
A fish.
That was great.
That was really good.
Yeah. That's my kid.
We fell for that one. Hook, line, and sinker.
Okay, the next one?
Yeah. What do you call a deer with no eye?
What?
No idea.
Yep.
Okay, I have one for you.
What?
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
What?
A gummy bear.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Why do you have the same reaction as his father?
He is his father's son.
Yes!
He is his father's son. That was awesome.
You can take that one and tell all your friends.
Yeah, you don't have to take that one to your friends, kiddo, because you know that was pretty lame. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Now,
Jack.
Luke, does Luke have one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Why was Tigger looking in the toilet?
Oh, why?
Man. To find poo.
Oh, thank you, Luke.
Luke always brings the poop jokes. Oh, I love you.
I appreciate you.
I have another joke.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Why did the Grammy win an award?
Why did the Granny win an award?
Grammy.
Why?
She went for the Granny Award.
What? Oh. No.
What?
Who? Oh, Luke. You're amazing. I love you.
Love you too, Daddy.
Have a great day. Okay.
Okay.
They're still crafting the art of conversation. So, you know, there it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just before 8 o'clock. We got to take a quick break, but it is Fun Joke Friday if you'd like to get your jokes in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700.
Before Boaz was married, was he ruthless?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah?
Stupid. Yeah? Why did the hipster burn himself on his pizza?
Because he ate it before it was cool.
There you go.
So tired of that joke.
Oh my gosh.
That joke is done 1,000 different ways with coffee and tea and pizza.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was the duck's favorite snack?
Quackers.
Cheese and quackers.
Jeez, my bad.
Quackers.
Okay.
Oh my.
Any others we've already heard?
Apparently this is Fun Joke Friday reruns.
Oh, this one's...
This is a live this show. This is not a podcast being rebroadcast.
This joke is for Luke.
Okay.
Who do you... What do you call a one-legged lady?
What?
Eileen. Where does Eileen work?
Where?
IHOP.
The Almost. Song's called Ghost. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Happy Friday, everybody. It is finally here.
Damn.
Oh, yes.
Everything I hope for.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico, and we've had talks about jokes and baseball.
And baseball.
And now farewells.
And farewells.
But before you go.
But before I go?
I have a joke for you.
Oh, please, we want to hear it.
I first heard this joke from Matthew Perry, and Kayla on Facebook was kind enough to repost it.
Yes.
So, ready?
Okay.
A man is walking down the street, and he sees a man with a peach for a head. He tells the guy, "You have a peach for a head. How'd that happen?" The man with a peach for a head says, "Well, it's a funny story. I met a genie and he said I had 3 wishes. First, I wished to be rich and a man with a briefcase of money ran up to me and gave it to me. Second, I wanted to be married to the most beautiful woman in the world. Mila Kunis walks up to me and said we're in love and getting married next month. Third, I asked to have a peach for a head."
Oh my God.
What? I was waiting for some sort of wordplay, you know, that the genie misunderstood, or but the dude actually asked for a peach head. I think this is the first time I've ever seen Steve-O speechless. He's laughing so hard. I hope that carne burrito doesn't come out of your nose, man. That'd be disgusting.
That was so stupid.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve-O.
I've been waiting for this day since the beginning of Fun Joke Friday.
Mitch, did you know he would respond that way?
This was
totally unpredictable.
It's the carne I just had from Sopo. It's making me loopy because that couldn't be the best joke I've ever heard in my life. But I think that's the best joke I've ever heard in my life.
That is brilliant.
Oh, imagine me now. Imagine me sitting alone in my living room watching Ellen while Matthew Perry delivers this joke, and I'm just crying.
And maybe that's because you started out with Matthew Perry told this on Ellen, and I was thinking of Matthew Perry because he to me is one of the funniest human beings on the planet.
He's so funny, in my opinion.
I love him.
I agree.
He really is.
I love him. Yeah. And yet he wasn't my favorite. But he wasn't my favorite character on Friends.
Oh, he was
my favorite
character.
How's that?
Chandler was my favorite.
Yeah, no, Ross.
Oh my God, Ross.
I loved Ross. I'm sorry.
He's funny.
I'm sorry.
Ross was funny.
Whew! All right.
Oh man.
Well, I'm
just so glad I got to see that. That was
man.
That was.
I was waiting for some play on words
me too, man.
Or just something.
And third, I asked for a peach head.
The whole time I was like,
I was trying to figure it out. What's he gonna say?
He has a peach for a head. Peach for a guy. I just kept trying to like repeat it in my head. Like,
I want to impeach the president. What could he say? Yeah.
Brilliant.
I want a peach for a head. That's
brilliant. Wow. Kayla.
Mitch, that was awesome.
You win.
Yeah.
Kayla wins.
And what's funny is that after Matthew Perry told this joke, half the audience laughed and half the audience just was like silent. And he's like, okay, I understand. It's one of those jokes that either you think it's funny or you think it's the stupidest joke you've ever heard.
I loved it.
So yeah.
There you go.
Me too.
All right. I don't know what that says about me, but.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right. There you go. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for having me. It was a great morning.
Very, very fun.
Great radio, as they say in the biz.
Ah, there you go. And yeah, so we have to let you go now and, you know.
Have fun.
Prepare for other things.
Next Friday? Right.
Next Friday.
Possibly.
It's the 19th. It's April 19th. Come on.
I think I'm here.
We're 2 weeks out from prom.
Here, I can tell you right now. I'll just look.
Wow. Amazing.
While we're saying this,
all right.
This modern technology.
Which, by the way, can I just mention this real fast? Coming up, we've got
prom.
Yeah. It's going down April 26th. It's going to be amazing right here at the Hub. Calvary Albuquerque.
I will be traveling back next week.
All right, fine.
So but as long as you're here for prom.
Yeah, you got to be here for prom.
Okay.
Are you going to prom with us?
I have a speaking thing.
No. What the heck? MyStaticRadio.com and get your prom tickets.
Yeah, go to prom. Go to prom.
But you got to.
Dude, it's going to be fun. You got some serious moves there.
I know. And if you want to see those serious moves, you have to go to prom.
That's right.
Steve will be rocking
Friday, April 26th.
I'm pretty excited. That's right. Here's the thing. Tickets are available right now.
Yes.
Get them.
At MyStaticRadio.com.
Groups of 10 or more, you're going to get a discount. So make sure you get your crew together and rock some prom tickets. It's going to be fantastic.
It is.
All right, Sam Swan, we got to say adios.
All right. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you too, man.
All right. Thank you.
We'll see you in a bit.
All right.
See you in a bit.
All right.
All right. On the way, we got Pastor Levi Lusco from Fresh Life up in Montana. You hear him every single Sunday night, 6 p.m. right here on this station, part of Static U. He's going to be in studio.
That's right.
Hanging out and
have some really cool things coming up.
One of the biggest events of the year going down this Sunday night. We'll talk more about it right around the corner. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Clemency, Boys Choir, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve and Mitch hanging out with you. Can I just reiterate once again how stoked I am that we just had Pastor Levi in studio?
Yeah, you can. Go ahead.
I am stoked. It was great, man.
That was. Pastor Levi Lusco was just in if you missed it. That sucks.
Podcast it. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. We podcast this show every day.
You can do that. You can go see him Sunday here at Calvary Albuquerque. That's 4001 Osuna Road in the Sanctuary for Skull Church. The Skull Church band will be there.
Yep.
And he will be bringing a message. Bring a friend. Bring a family member. Bring someone.
Yeah,
be
absolutely.
There.
It's going to be incredible. All the details, mystaticradio.com. In fact, we've got some super rad Skull Church gift bags.
Yes, we do. And we totally discussed how we're going to give them away.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. How? How did you say we were going to give them away again?
Trivia, probably. Trivia.
505-338-3700 is the phone number.
These bags are so cool.
They're pretty fresh. We've got super fresh Skull Church t-shirts in there.
It comes with, there's a tote bag.
Yep.
And then it comes with CDs. There is the Fresh Life Story, which is an awesome DVD that I have seen.
Yeah.
That's not a lie, I really have.
Yeah.
Wow, what the heck is this? Is that a new... Oh, nice. It's a USB drive up in here. See that?
Wow.
There is a lot
with
of stuff.
Messages? Yeah. Huge gift bag.
A mouse pad.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. If you would like to score one of these Skull Church gift bags of awesomeness.
This is awesome.
All right. Static.
Hi. I'm on a cell phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, great. I better pull over because I'm about to go through a dead zone.
Oh,
wow,
man.
And radio.
It shouldn't be I should pull over because I'm about... It should be I should pull over because I'm doing illegal things right now.
I'm sorry. Is that illegal in New Mexico? We're new to the state.
You can't call somebody on the phone and drive?
You're new to Static and new to the state?
Wow.
Yes.
Welcome to New Mexico.
Thank you. We love it.
Where are you from?
Well, we've spent the last 12 years in West Virginia. We have family here, and my husband grew up here. So we've come home, and we're very happy to be here.
Well, all right. Do you have plans on Sunday night?
You know, I just heard you talking about Skull Church, and so I plan to take my three teenage sons.
Oh my gosh. It'll be perfect.
It's going to be epic. Don't miss this.
I'm not just saying it. Pastor Levi, one of my favorite Bible teachers in the nation. That dude is rad, and he throws it down. Skull Church is,
So where in Montana is he from?
Well, he's from Albuquerque, actually.
He's from Albuquerque. He moved to Kalispell, Montana, and started Fresh Life Church there. And since then, they have many satellite campuses now.
Five total campuses.
Yeah. Billings. Whitefish. I'm making things up.
Peppercorn.
Peppercorn. Random places in Montana.
I was born in Montana.
Oh, nice.
So, and still have family there. So actually born just south of Kalispell. Great. I'm excited about Sunday night.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely incredible. You know, we were going to do some trivia, but being that you're brand new to Static Radio in the Albuquerque area, we're just going to hook you up with a gift bag because that's cool.
You are so awesome.
I'm not even going to make you do trivia.
Let me tell you, I've been commuting from Albuquerque to Santa Fe for work since October, and you two keep me company on my way to work, and I just really appreciate it and so excited to find fresh Christian music.
Yes!
Yay!
Boom!
Fresh would be a good word.
I like that. Thank you so much for the kind words, and hang out on the line. We're going to hook you up.
Awesome!
All right, thank you. Cool. You never know who you're going to meet on these airwaves.
Exactly.
We got a few to give away. You want to take another call?
Let's do it.
All right. Static.
Hey, you guys doing trivia?
Yeah.
We sure are.
It's very simple, my friend. I'm going to give you a trivia question. All you got to do is give me the answer. All right?
All right.
Are you a parent?
Yes.
Oh, this might be easier than the average child, 5 and under, experiences this about 7 times a week. What is it?
That is
wow, that's tough.
That's tough. The average child, 5 and under, will experience this about 7 times a week.
Here, let me read it to you again. The average child...
I just said this.
5 and under will experience this about 7 times a week. I just read that to you.
Yep.
Getting a bedtime story read?
Hey! Wow. Good job, Michelle.
You guys are awesome.
Super helped on that one.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. I just had to read the question to him again.
Yeah, sure. Man, you can let that last for longer than like 7 seconds, maybe?
No, that was all him.
All right. What's your name, man?
Joseph,
hang on the line. We're going to hook you up as well, all right?
Awesome.
All right, very cool. All right, that's it. That's what we got for now.
For now.
But hey. More stuff to give away in the next hour. So we'll take a quick break. Coming right back, we got the Hawk in Paris and more of this here show. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The digital age. All the poor and powerless. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Yes, we are.
It is Friday, 9:22. And before we go to this topic, Mitch, I just found out that yesterday, apparently, I hurt your feelings.
Yes, you did. I left work because you hurt my feelings.
Look at me. That was not my intent.
You hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry.
I don't believe it.
Just found out through the grapevine of all you girls here that work here.
Through the grapevine? I just told you.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to be kinder about you.
I just told you. I'm not one of them grapevine girls.
You're not one of them grapevine girls? Hilarious. Oh, it's 9:22. So we mentioned this morning for breaking news. Check it out. FOMO.
Yes.
F-O-M-O. FOMO! Wondering what it is? It's the reason we find Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so hard to put down.
Fear of missing out.
Yes. Refers to the blend of anxiety, inadequacy, and irritation that flares up while skimming through social media. Billions of Twitter messages, status updates, and photographs provide glimpses of the daily lives and activities of friends, frenemies, coworkers, peers. And viewing posts from friends scattered around the country often makes people feel more connected to them, not less. So when we scroll through pictures and status updates,
you know, little things tug at the corner of our mind.
Mm-hmm.
That fear of regret, of missing out on something. And so now we have to constantly hang out on Facebook.
Well, unless you don't have one.
Yeah, or Instagram. So we can see what everybody else is doing.
Instagram.
So that we don't ever miss out on a moment of their life.
And yesterday, as we were walking to the SoPo.
The soaps. Yeah.
You made a very flippant comment that in a kind of a challenge that you actually didn't even hold up to. And I was kind of hurt by it. You said, you know what? We need to have an Instagram fast.
We do.
We need to not post anything.
Nothing.
For a month.
Until May. We are constantly on Instagram and we are co-hosts. And yet half the time we just turn the mics on because we're not focused and we're not going to our next break or whatever it is that we're going to be talking about.
We're on Instagram. And we're, you know, checking out what's going on in other people's lives and trying to find our next best post. And
so I said, darn it all!
Instagram, fast.
Instagram, nothing!
Starts now.
Now, Mitch!
And for you, ended yesterday around 5 o'clock in the
afternoon. Absolutely, I was at Little League. There was nothing I could do.
You posted a picture, and that wasn't even like I'm just eating an icy snow cone picture.
I was eating a tiger's blood snow cone.
Yeah, but you edited it. You have some weird background on it. It was so annoying.
There was no weird background.
Instagram.
That was the tropical snow stand that was at the Little League game.
It was weird.
It was a picture within a picture. I like to think that I'm a professional photographer on Instagram. So
do we here at My Static Radio. If you want, you can follow us, My Static Radio, Instagram. But, however, you...
I broke my fast.
You broke your fast immediately.
That was fast. You didn't even try. That was... No? Anyone? No?
I felt...
Judges?
Like... Today is the day where I'm honest with you. I'm not against you. I'm just honest with you.
Oh, okay. Cool.
When I saw that picture, fire rose up in my heart. Fire. And not like the Holy Spirit fire. It might have been.
Wow.
It was like, I think it was anger because you said Instagram fast.
Wait. I just realized something. How do you know I even posted anything on Instagram? Wait! I just realized you're mad because I posted something on Instagram last night.
You don't know.
But you know I posted something on Instagram last night, which means you were on Instagram last night.
You don't know. I could have been on someone else's phone.
Actually not true because you made plenty of comments last night on other friends of mine's photos.
I don't know what you are talking about. Which means that not only are you posting...
Goes around, comes out the way back around, yeah.
Thank you, Justin, for justified.
Hey, no props.
Also,
yep.
If you know that, not only are you posting pictures, you're checking for how many likes you have, and you're stalking other people by looking at the followers and seeing what they're doing.
Actually, I was just scrolling through the list and I saw a comment. I can't remember what it was. Wow. All this to say,
order.
FOMO.
Fear of missing out.
Feelings. Fanatical.
Whoa.
Feelings. Therefore, we always have to be on Facebook and or Instagram. So here's the poll question of the day. We like to do this, throw questions out there. So here's your question. Here is your question. Question of the day. What are you going to do today besides hanging out on Facebook and or Instagram? What are you going to do today?
I'm going to get out. Some work done.
While you're out there doing it, feel free to post on Instagram. Feel free to Facebook it. But so far, four people. Work.
Four people say work. Two people say video games. Two people say read my Bible.
We got three more already.
Hold on 1 second.
Wow.
Eat, pray, love, one.
Listening to static radio.
Woo!
Heck yeah!
Thank you, one listener.
Nobody's hiking because that causes you stress. Let's be honest. Exercise.
You only hike for the sake of maybe winning the Hunger Games.